So this afternoon, I'd like to offer a compassion practice and a practice called Whole Heart Connection for my teacher, Thea Elijah. So now that you're beautifully settled into your seats, I'm going to ask you in a moment to transition into a standing posture. So just being mindful of your journey to a standing position, and you can begin doing that now. Allowing your feet to be hip-width apart, your knees slightly bent, your tailbone tucked under you slightly, allowing your back to be upright yet relaxed, allowing your shoulders to fall away from your ears, tucking your chin down towards your chest, and allowing the crown of your head to reach for the sky, to elongate your cervical spine. Allow your arms to just rest by your sides. Can you feel your connection to the ground? Before human connection, feel your earth connection. You belong. You are native to this planet. No matter what happens between you and other humans, this ground connection is your incontestable birthright. It's not just an idea. Feel it in your body. And invite others to share it with you. With your body on a me-first basis, sound the note of belonging to the earth before all human connection, and invite others to establish their connection with the earth before their relationship with you. This is called establishing common ground. All humanity, all relationships are secondary to our meeting on common ground, and all human relationship is much healthier this way. So feeling the pull of gravity affirming your belonging to this planet. Being aware of your connection to the sky, the heavens, the universe, as well through the crown of your head. And if you can, imagine your connection to your ancestors, both blood and cultural, who have our back always. And if this feels a little difficult, you can pick your wise and bright ancestors. We may not know who they are, yet I invite you to cultivate a trust to know that they're always there to support you. Now see if you can gladden your bodhicitta, or your awakening heart and mind, by becoming aware of something or someone that you're grateful for, or an act of generosity that you recently did, or imagining the Buddha within you. So as you allow this gladdening of your bodhicitta, awakening heart, mind, to manifest on your face as a gentle smile or soft expression, and now you're going to gently place your hands on your face and begin to spread that bodhicitta downwards over your chest, belly, legs, all the way down to your feet. This is called a chi smear. It's bringing your life force, your awakening heart mind, all the way down your body. And when you're done, you can stand back up and find your ground again. Feeling your feet, your connection to the earth, and your connection to the sky through the crown of your head with your wise and bright ancestors at your back. Now imagine inside of you there's this big donut hole that represents your true heart in Chinese medicine. And within this hole streams a most powerful light that holds your Buddha nature, your own innate goodness. Allow this light to shine forth through you to those around you, connecting you to yourself and others. Spreading in front, to the back, to your sides. This light of your awakening heart mind. And become aware of any sensations, emotions, thoughts that may be present in this moment, and allow them to be there if you can. Now slowly make your way back to a sitting posture, either in your chair or on your cushion. If you're sitting in a chair, see if you can allow yourself to be fully supported by your chair, giving yourself fully to the seat and back with your feet still connected to the earth. And if you're sitting on the floor, allow whatever areas of your body that are touching the earth to feel its support. Continuing to find this rootedness, this connection to the earth. Now gently create a soft fist with your dominant hand and place it over your heart. This represents your personal heart, the heart that loves, that experiences loss and grief, holds pain with compassion and kindness. And notice if you can connect with how open or closed your heart is feeling in this moment, without judgment if possible. And if it feels difficult to connect with your heart right now, simply set an intention to connect with it and then see what happens. Now breathing into your donut hole of light and bathing your fist with this light, allowing it to flow freely and generously over your personal heart, like a waterfall. Connecting your true heart, your Buddha nature, your bodhicitta, awakening heart mind, to flow over this personal heart, this soft fist in front of you. With this connection to earth, sky, ancestors, true heart, and personal heart, let us bring to mind a being that we love deeply, a being that feels so easy to love, like a beloved family member, a partner. partner, friend, a pet. And with this being in your mind's eye, allow your light energy to flow into this being as we offer these loving kindness phrases. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Continuing to imagine this beloved being, this being that you care about so deeply. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Again, noticing any sensations, emotions, thoughts that may be arising as you continue to send these wishes of compassion to your beloved. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. So gently transitioning from this beloved being as we begin to offer, at least intend to offer, these wishes of compassion to yourself as this light continues to flow over your personal heart. So just imagining yourself, it could be as an adult or as a child. May I be free from suffering and free from pain. May I have ease in my life and be contented. May all my fears be unfounded. May I be surrounded by love. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. Again, allowing this light of your bodhicitta, your Buddha nature, to flow over your personal heart, wishing yourself compassion. May I be free from suffering and free from pain. May I have ease in my life and be contented. May all my fears be unfounded. May I be surrounded by love. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. Just noticing, being aware of any sensations in your body, any emotions or feelings that might be arising, thoughts. So you offer this gift of compassion to yourself, or at least intend to if it feels difficult right now. May I be free from suffering and free from pain. May I have ease in my life and be contented. May all my fears be unfounded. May I be surrounded by love. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. So taking in a deep breath and slowly transitioning from yourself to offering these compassion wishes to a neutral person. Neutral person is someone you encounter in your everyday life that you may not know very well. The clerk at the grocery store, your mail carrier, bank teller, the bus driver. And offering these wishes of compassion to them. So imagining this being that you may not know well, but who so deserves compassion for whatever burdens that they carry. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Refreshing this image of this neutral person in your life, also deserving these compassion wishes. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Just noticing whatever sensations, feelings, thoughts might be present as you offer these wishes to this neutral person. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. So taking a deep breath here and slowly transitioning from this neutral person We're going to up the game a little bit as we transition to offering compassion to a being that you find slightly annoying or challenging in your life right now. So not someone who has caused you great harm, but just someone that you're finding difficulty with right now. And imagining this person in your mind's eye, if you can. And just seeing if you can or intend to offer them these wishes. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Again, refreshing this image of this being whose behavior you find annoying or challenging right now. And see if you can expand your heart enough to include them with this compassion. And if you can't, that's totally okay too. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Again, noticing if there are any sensations, emotions, thoughts that are present as you offer or intend to offer compassion to this being whose behaviors you find challenging or annoying or difficult. May you be free from suffering and free from pain. May you have ease in your life and be contented. May all your fears be unfounded. May you be surrounded by love. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Taking a deep breath here as we transition from this being to finally offering these wishes of compassion for all beings everywhere, in all directions, without exception. expanding your heart even more if you can. And if it can't, that's totally fine too. May all beings be free from suffering and free from pain. May all beings have ease in their lives and be contented. May the fears of all beings be unfounded. May all beings be surrounded by love. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. Think of all beings in this Sangha, the entire Pearlstone staff, our family and friends back home, extending past this state of Maryland, this country, across the world, universes beyond. All beings in all directions without exception. May all beings be free from suffering and free from pain. May all beings have ease in their lives and be contented. May the fears of all beings be unfounded. May all beings be surrounded by love. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. Noticing sensations, emotions, thoughts, as you expand your heart as best you're able in this moment. To include all beings everywhere. May all beings be free from suffering and free from pain. May all beings have ease in their lives and be contented. May the fears of all beings be unfounded. May all beings be surrounded by love. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. Just taking another deep breath in if you like. Just feeling into your pure heart, your true heart. Carries your innate goodness, your awakening heart mind, this light that flows over your personal heart. And whatever state your heart is in is totally okay, whether it be open or closed or somewhere in between. It's not anything we can necessarily force. just taking a moment to appreciate yourself for showing up as best you could for this session. And appreciating each other for creating this field of compassion for beloveds, for ourselves, for a neutral person, for someone whose behavior we find annoying or challenging or difficult, and for all beings. And may we continue to cultivate this field in here, in this building, through the dorms, on this retreat with each other, knowing that we all carry some burden or burdens. And holding each other with so much tenderness as well as ourselves.